And you're welcome back to the programme. The time now is 10 minutes past the hour. Well, as you probably are aware, the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference issued its statement on the marriage referendum. The bishops have asked the people of Ireland to consider very carefully the profound implications which the constitutional amendment would have on the family, environment and indeed on our understanding of parenthood. I'm joined on the line now by David Conroy from Catholic Comment. David Conroy, good afternoon to you and you're very welcome.
How are you doing? Thanks very much, Aidan.
I presume that the bishops are doing no more than advising the electorate as to what we would regard as pretty obvious Catholic teaching.
Well, I think I read the bishop's letter there, and I thought it was a good letter. It was to the point. And I think as Catholics, we should get involved with our community, and that's exactly what the bishops are doing as representatives of Catholics. But I think they made a fair point in the thing that everyone in the letter, that everyone really does deserve to be treated equally with respect and dignity. And I'd like to put it out that the debate isn't about we're talking about civil marriage here, not church marriage. Which would just be to do with the Catholic Church. We're not talking about equality. It's more about what marriage actually means, and also that it's about children. And marriage has always been around as a relationship between a man and a woman that is permanent and stable, and that we're able to, and it provides a mother and a father for a child. And that's something that's been around before any state, no state or church or otherwise invented it. But really, that we should support it as an institution, and instead of redefining it to mean something different.
Yes, but the bishops also say in this letter that theirs is a view grounded in faith. Now, why should that particular view have any bearing on what is, as after all, and you've just said it, a civil marriage?
Well, yes, it is grounded in faith, and the Catholic Church would have a view of what marriage is, and a view of sexuality that would be a very positive ideology. But again, the referendum is not about what the Church thinks, and what I'd like to say is that the debate is about whether people think it's relevant that a child should have a mother and a father or not, which of course what marriage is a permanent relationship between a mother and a father and their children. And there are some cases where maybe perhaps a husband and wife can't have any children, and that's a tragic situation, but it doesn't take away from the fact that they can still provide a child with a mother and a father. There are many other situations as well whereby a single mother or same-sex couple or even a grandmother and her daughter who has a child and she's single, and they're looking after the child together. But that doesn't demand that we change the definition of marriage. We have civil marriage already, which accommodates same-sex couples very well, and people such as
Civil partnership, I think, is what we have rather than civil marriage.
Sorry, civil partnership. Yeah, excuse me. Civil partnership has been set up, and I think it's we should look for ways to accommodate these various different situations that are circumstantial without having to redefine what marriage means. And I think it's not just like a little add-on there. We're basically proposing to get rid of marriage as understood as between a man and a woman altogether, which I think it's a huge deal. And I think people should really ask questions about it. It's really not something very simple. It's quite a huge thing that we're doing here.
Yes, and there's no question about that. But in terms of the manner in which society evolves, isn't this just another aspect of it? Because why should anyone say that two men who marry or two women who marry are incapable of being as effective parents of children as any heterosexual couple?
No, we're not saying that at all. I mean, as I said, I'm 25. I got married last year, and I have a young daughter. And I don't consider myself to be any better than anyone else, or any more capable of loving my children as other people, including people in same-sex relationships. basically what's happening here is that marriage is being turned into a measure of equality, that if you attain marriage, you're somehow equal. But actually, people should already be considered equal in respect and dignity, but we don't need to, redefine this in order to afford these people dignity and respect. That would mean that anyone who's not married is not equal. It just doesn't make any sense. And as well as that, we're basically making it irrelevant that a child has a mother and a father, which I think, we have, there's so many things now where we're trying to get, equal pay for women and more women in the workplace. And if there was no difference between men and women, then, or if men having a mother and a father is irrelevant, then why are we even talking about this?
But on the other hand, surely what's important for a child is love, a stable relationship within the household, within the home. And again, I put the point to you, why should anyone say that a homosexual couple cannot provide that love and cannot provide that stability?
As I was saying again, it's not about telling them that you're less than this other model. I know there are people out there who have who are being brought up by a same-sex couple, and they're very well loved and they're looked after. But at the same time, I mean, we need to try and accommodate that in a respectful and dignified way, without having to completely get rid of marriage as it's understood to be a man and a woman. And that's what this referendum will do if voted in.
But isn't there a failure? Isn't there a failure of dignity in not doing it?
Absolutely not. I mean, as I said before, I mean, we need to accommodate all types of different people in society, and redefining marriage is not going to. I mean, you're not going to stop bullying in schools if you redefine marriage. I used to get bullied in school for wearing purple Doc Martens. You get bullied in school for nearly everything, but changing marriage is not going to have any effect on that. If anything, it is a huge step, and I think it would be, we're basically saying that mothers and fathers aren't relevant.
But now, is that an accurate reflection of it, David, that mothers and fathers aren't relevant? Surely it's the converse. It's that two gay parents are as equally relevant as a mother and father.
Well, I mean, say you have a same-sex couple and they're raising a child, the child is still not going to have a mother or a father, depending on depending on what situation that is. That's it's not to say that couple are not capable of giving love to that child, but I mean, a child does have a right to a mother and a father, and basically if with this kind of law already, we've seen, it'll basically break the biological link that a child has with their parents. Already, we see that in case in America, there's a situation where a same-sex couple had one in the couple had a biological child, and the couple broke up, and then the non-biological guardian of the child got. Went into another relationship, and basically the courts ruled that then the non-biological carer would have the child because they were more stable and had more money, and that's because basically they've ruled that it's not necessary to that you be brought up by your natural parents, and I think that's a huge tragedy, and we should avoid that at all costs, because eventually down the line there's going to be repercussions that we're going to have to deal with, and really we should try and aim for the best possible, the best possible standard, which is to embrace marriage as between a man and a woman for their children, and also to try and accommodate these other situations. I think that would be the best things with civil partnership. And I know people who have identified themselves as gay, such as Paddy Manning, and I think Keith O'Neill was the name of the other gentleman. He wrote an article in the Irish Independent recently. Keith Mills, sorry, and he wrote an article about why I'm voting no, even though I'm gay.
Yes,
he made the same points. So it's not it's I mean, and he's a gay man. They're coming out, and I really appreciate people like himself coming out and saying there are actually other gay people who don't agree with this, because of the fact that it's not about equality. It really is about what marriage means and the relevance of men and women, and we can't get away from that because it's something really, really huge, and we need to respect that and embrace that.
Just one final thought, David. I'm old enough to remember the divorce campaigns of both 1986 and 1995, and the mm-hmm. Catholic Church in both of those referendums was very much to the fore. According to this statement from the Bishops' Conference yesterday, they don't plan campaigning for marriage equality. So in the referendum, in other words, they seem to be taking no... Well, they will issue an edict as to Catholic teaching, but they won't be actively participants in the campaign. Is that because they realise that Irish society has moved on significantly over the past 20 to 30 years?
Well, you know, I'd like to be able to answer that question, but I think that would be more appropriate for perhaps a spokesperson of the Catholic bishops. As part of Catholic Comment, we don't comment on behalf of the bishops. But I think the letter that they sent out was a really good one, and it gives a good, it's straight to the point, and it gives us a good idea of what marriage is and what the church position on it, which is a very respectful one, and one that definitely embraces that there are different types of family in society, but it doesn't take away from the fact that the marriage is such an important thing. And what marriage means is that it's a relationship between a man and a woman permanently for their children.
Very good. We shall leave it at that. David Conroy from Catholic Comment, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this afternoon.
Thanks a million, Aidan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.